This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Fierce fighting erupted Monday on the streets of the eastern Ukraine city of Severodonetsk, with Kyiv's forces fighting desperately to fight off the Russian onslaught. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky characterized the situation as indescribably difficult. Mayor Oleksandr Stoyk estimated 1,500 civilians in Severodonetsk have died since the war began from Russian attacks, as well as from a lack of medicine or treatment. Severodonetsk is the last major population center being held by Ukraine in the eastern Luhansk province. It's become the focus of Russian attacks as Moscow attempts to control the Donbas region. The city's about 140 kilometers from the Russian border. Speaking to VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program, reporter Anna Chernikova, who's in Kyiv, describes the situation.
So basically, in the morning, we received information that Russian forces entered the outskirts of Severodonetsk by killing two civilians and wounding five. Very heavy fightings continues through the weekend and today as well, and the fightings continue on the direction of Severodonetsk and Lysychansk. These are two cities that remain under Ukrainian control.
That's Anna Chernikova reporting for VOA from Ukraine. She spoke to VOA's program Flashpoint Ukraine. You can find more about that program at our website, voanews.com. Meanwhile, efforts to evacuate civilians in the Luhansk region were suspended Monday after an armored transport was hit by shrapnel from a Russian shell, killing a French journalist, according to a regional governor. The French foreign ministry said it's checking on that report. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has renewed his push to get Congress to enact new gun control legislation in the wake of two recent mass shootings in the past month. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The president is back at the White House after visiting families of the victims of the Uvalde school shooting in Texas.
The pain is palpable, and I think a lot of it's unnecessary. So I'm going to continue to push, and we'll see how this works.
The president wants to tighten restrictions on the kind of high-powered weapons used by the gunman.
Things have gotten so bad that everybody's getting more rational about it. At least that's my hope and prayer.
The president says he's hoping to get the backing of rational Republicans. In Congress, a bipartisan group of senators talked over the weekend to see if they could reach even a modest compromise on gun legislation. There's no sign of enough support for a new ban on assault-type weapons or universal background checks on gun purchases. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Greek authorities say they're planning a major extension of a wall along the country's border with Turkey. They're seeking European Union financial support for the additional construction. The Migration Affairs Minister said the steel wall would be extended from 40 to 120 kilometers. Construction work is due to start later this year. Last year, 12 countries, including Greece, requested EU funding for border walls, which are currently financed by national budgets. The EU Commission does not currently pay for wall construction at its external borders, arguing that that would drain funds from other migration-related activities, including financing the EU Border Protection Agency. European Union leaders have reached a compromise to impose a partial oil embargo on Russia at a summit focused on helping Ukraine with a long-delayed package of sanctions that was blocked by Hungary. The watered-down embargo agreed on Monday covers only Russian oil brought in by sea. It allows a temporary exemption for imports delivered by the pipelines. EU Council President Charles Michel says the agreement covers more than two-thirds of oil imports from Russia, cutting a huge source of financing for its war machine. Taiwan on Monday reported the largest incursion since January by China's Air Force in its air defense zone. The island's defense ministry said Taiwanese fighters scrambled to warn away 30 aircraft in the latest uptick in tensions. And revisiting our top story this hour, fierce fighting erupted on the streets of the eastern Ukraine city of Severodonetsk on Monday. Ukraine is trying desperately to fight off the Russian onslaught. The Ukrainian president has characterized the situation as indescribably difficult. Marissa Melton.